الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والمرغوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما زكيتم وما ذبح على النصب. The different categories we were reading in this ayat, 11 categories of animals which are normally halal, but which Allah has made haram. Some of them were those like the pig, for example, which is completely haram. It was in any way whatsoever, it is not halal and no part of it is halal whatsoever. But besides that, many other animals which are halal, but due to certain reasons they become haram or part of those animals. After dealing with 10 of those, 9 of those categories, the 10th category Allah Ta'ala says that وَمَا زُبِحَ عَلَى النُّسُبِ or haram is زُبَحْ هُوَا kisi thaan par, and that animal which is normally halal for you to eat, but when it was slaughtered at any altar, then that was, now it becomes haram for you. And this the ulama explained, the mushrikeen, the non-believers of Makkah, before the advent of Islam, they used to take the animals and slaughter them either at an altar or at the idol. The idol, it is the form which they had made the idol into. And the altar had no form, it was just some stones, some concrete them with which they had made the altar, and they used to slaughter there. But both types are totally haram. And when they slaughtered at the idol, they would slaughter by the idol and sprinkle some of the blood on that idol also. And when they slaughtered at the altar and at the idol, they used to take Allah's name and slaughter. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. So it was a halal animal. It is slaughtered in the name of Allah, but it is slaughtered in the honor of that idol or the altar. So therefore it becomes haram to consume that animal. And for Muslims it was not allowed at all. From here we learn that any animal that is slaughtered for anything besides Allah, in the name of any idol, in the name of ancestors, in the name of any saint and buzurg also, whether it is set free just on the name of that buzurg and that saint, or it is slaughtered in his name, and it is slaughtered correctly also, taking the name of Allah, but it is not slaughtered for Allah's sake and Allah's pleasure, so such an animal is also haram to consume. The flesh of that animal is not permitted to be consumed at all. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the great respects that are for those animals that are sent to the haram for qurbani. That is, during the days of Hajj, and animals for qurbani are sent to be slaughtered there, especially in Mina. Though Makkah Sharif is also part of the haram, of course, but most of the slaughtering is done in Mina. So those animals, and those animals that a sign was put on them, something was put around their necks to show a sign that these animals are for the honor of the qurbani. So those animals were so honorable, and Allah Ta'ala gave them so much respect. On the other hand, these jayz and halal animals, but which are being slaughtered at the altar, which are slaughtered by the idols, though Allah's name is also taken, but they are not halal, they are totally haram. So we also should consider the practical effect of this ayat for us, that it isn't sufficient that, for example, a stunned animal is slaughtered with Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. It doesn't render it permissible for us to consume, because the blood in most cases remains in that animal. So there are different various reasons. So we should be very careful of what we consume. It can be halal animal also, slaughtered in the name of Allah also, but due to various reasons it becomes impermissible to eat that flesh. May Allah Ta'ala make us conscious of our deen, and a very important aspect of our deen is what we consume, what we eat, We have to be very careful what we eat. As it is famously known, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that if you eat haram and you don't want to do haram, but you will do haram. And if you eat halal, and even if you don't intend doing halal, but you will do the right and the correct things. So what we eat is very important, and there are very many other aspects to it as well. May Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.